Today's daf is daf Samach, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, daf Nun Tet, Amud Eit. I think we got up to the first Mishnah, right? Yeah. Hamagdish betoch stei chaveru shelo bereshut, v'chalatan behemto shel ba'al ha-sadeh patur. This is a sugya that we've discussed earlier, and we'll see that there's a new issue that's involved over here, which is the question that we discussed in the Gemara earlier, of the machlokis about whether when a person is mekabel rishus to come in to his field, whether he's giving you rishus that he's going to take care of things, or he's telling you to come in at your own risk. And before we had a machlokis, but we didn't see a Mishnah directly address this. Here the Mishnah seems to be saying that somebody who sets up his gadish in someone else's field without rishus, the person who owns the field has an animal, and the animal eats up the pile of grain, that in that case, the owner is potter, because it was shelo b'reshut. Not only that, but if his animal now eats them, so now, the balagadish is chayav. Of course, this was a machlokas, what type of hezek, whether it means eats them, or rab, who holds it soni huchlak, because hayalo shelo tochal. V'im higdish b'reshut, bala sadeh chayav. Now here the Mishnah seems to be saying, once you're mekabel b'reshus, I can't hear what you're saying. No. So, imi yigdish b'reshut, if he had reshut, then the bala sadeh is chayav. So, the Gemara, apparently now the Mishnah is coming to be seisem keneged Rebbe, lema tnan deloka Rebbe, dika Rebbe, amar achi kabel alav ba'al habayit lishmor. The Rebbe says, the only time you'd be chayav is where there is somebody who says, beferi, she's going to do the shmira. Amrav papa, not necessarily. What we might be talking about over here is because, you must admit that the situation is a little bit strange, that someone should pile up his grain. I mean, it's one thing to say a guy walks in with his pots, to say that he should make a pile of grain there, and what we're talking about, therefore, I think, says Rav Papa, is the Mishnah is referring to a natar beidari eskina. The minute was that one person was appointed to be the one who would be shamer, everybody's godish at the time of the winnowing. So people would get together. And that place where they would do the winnowing, in that guy's field, they would put up their godish. So here it's coming to tell me that this guy is the Natar, the Shomer, of all of the various fields in his valley. Given the Amalei Ayel, Ugdosh, once he gives him Rishus, he's saying, by definition, if he's saying, you can put your Gadish here, then what he's saying is, Ayel V'Antar L'Chavu. In this case, he's definitely telling me that you should come in and I will be a Shomer. So in other words, this Mishnah is brought again over here because it's coming to tell me Chidushim in terms of Shmirah, this Sugya, even though you would think this Sugya, we've dealt with earlier, but we did not deal with the special elements of Shmira. So Rebbe's, the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be, like with Papa, that everybody is Modeh, including Rebbe, that in a case where someone is appointed that his area is going to be used for the winnowing, and then people put their Gadish there, that's taken for granted that part of the appointment is the Kabbalah Shmira. So once he says, okay, you can come in too, it means, and I will do my job of being the Shemer of the Beidari. Next, Halakha Mishnah continues, Ashaleach at the Beira. Again, we've discussed this earlier in terms of the dinim, specifically of Eish. Here, we're doing a segue. And Tosis pointed this out earlier, that on one level, the whole structure of the Masecht is unbalanced, because either we should have discussed all of the Mazikin up front, including Eish, and then get on to Shmira. Or we should have discussed Shor, and then the dinim of Shmirah of Shor, and then moved on to Bor, and got on to the dinim of Bor. But there's something very strange about doing Shor, and then Bor, and then Shmirah, and then getting back to Eish. And so Tosfos gives a very weak answer, if you recall, back at the beginning. It might be that since we were discussing, when it comes to Bor, a particular Chiev, which is unique to Bor, of the Lo Yechasenu, that itself defines the nature of the Bor. You are the owner of the Bor because of Lo Yechasenu. But Lo Yechasenu is Shmirah. So Be'etzem, we had no choice but to get onto the level of Shmira once we mentioned the Lo Yechasenu. And therefore, we were stuck with getting into Shmira. And now, we'll get back into Eish. Okay. Again, as I say, that's a rather weak teretz. Lamaisa, we segue back into Eish at this point because the truth is, I believe, that the nature of Eish is absolutely unique among the Mazikim in that it requires, as the Gemara said earlier, the Kaya Chachamu'urubay, means that it's entirely a mazik because of lack of shmirah. In other words, other things are mazikim, but I'm being shamed at them from being mazik. An eish is not a mazik until something comes along to turn it into something dangerous. Otherwise, there's nothing. What's the problem with an ash? Everybody uses an ash. You got a fireplace. You got a place in your sutta where you need to get rid of your kotzim. What's the problem? There's no mazik here. The mazik comes when it's attached to a ruach mitzuyah. So therefore, the etzem chiyav of the ash, the creation of the ash, has to do with the nature of not being shamer. Therefore, you'll notice the way that we segue it. We bring in a Mishnah which discusses the interrelationship between the lack of Shemira and between the Keach Acher Me'uriv that does more than simply lack of Shemira. Where the Keach Acher Me'uriv is part of the actual creation of the flames. That's a rare case. Where do we get such a case? Where you give it over into a human who has human capabilities but doesn't have a human mind to be Shemira. Which is why this is the perfect mission for the transition between the elements of Shemira and all of the elements of Eish. It's beautifully, beautifully created, if you look at it in that sense. So we do the mazikim, which are mazikim on their own, and we'll see how central this particular issue is to the entire sugya. Even, and this is, I mean, again, the structure of the Gemara is astonishing, because the Mishnah, in being merames in the previous Mishnah, the din of Amagdish, betoch shnei chaverah, and the following Mishnah, of Cheresh Shaita V'Katan, end up being both of them central to the nature of Eish, of all crazy things, even though Makish has nothing to do with Eish. Because there's two places, if you think about it, there's two places in the Torah where there's Keach HaMe'uriv. One is Eish, and the other is winnowing on Shabbos, Tisha. Both Keach HaMe'uriv, the wind. Without the wind, the act is not considered to be an act. So the two cases are winnowing, which is the mission of Godish, and Eish. The Gemara today is going to contrast those two dinim. So we have two Mishnayos. We're talking ostensibly about completely different issues. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
Point out.
No, the Gemara is going to discuss it as if nobody ever thought of this. But Lemaisa, there's a remez, an old structure, the Masechta. It's a good thing my wife isn't here. I'll take it all.
Okay.
All right, so here comes the Mishnah, Sheleach, Esa Be'era, Be'abcher, Shet V'Katan. We had earlier a Machlokas, which we're not even going to get into here. Because we're not going to be talking about the details of the Machlokas, Reish Lakish, or Rabbi Yochanan. But basically, as we know, there's a Machlokas, which we're going to mention briefly here, about what Asher Lecha Debeira means. Does it mean that it was a coal, and he blew on it? Does it mean there was already a flame? Well, so this is the question that we had earlier. So here he now gives a fire into the hands of Cheresh Shet V'Katan. Potter B'dinei Adam, Chayav B'dinei Shamayim. If he gives a fire into the hands of Pikeach, then obviously the Pikeach now is a Shemer, and he takes on Al-Khiyubi. What's interesting is, how about, take into consideration the fact that a fire has multiple elements. I mean, there's the actual flame, but a flame doesn't do much. It doesn't have fuel. So suppose one guy brings the ur, and one guy brings the fuel. On the other hand, if you do it in the other ur, a guy brings a pile of wood. There's nothing dangerous about a pile of wood. Somebody now comes and brings the fire, which is only useful if it burns the wood, but he uses the wood. So then the one who is maybe a sor is chayav. How about if the fire is only being created because somebody's blowing on it to get it to start? So ba'acher v'liba, and that's now what caused the fire to be able to spread. So then the one who is milaba is chayav. Lipta haruach, in a case where a ruach she'ena mitzuya comes and is milaba the flames, kulam peturim. Omre Shlakish, first of all, says Reish Lakish, let's define what we mean by a shaleach atabeira. We're talking about over here, you gave the Cheresh Shet V'Katan a coal, not an actual flame. Because if you gave them a flame, then they themselves, the Cheresh Shet V'Katan, would be begetter the Ruach Metzuyah. They would spread the Eish. So if you give a Gachelet, you gave something that is in itself not Eish. The Cheresh Shet V'Katan goes ahead and he's Melapeh. So then, Enochinami, you're Potter Midinei Adam. But if you give them a Sarlo Shal Hevet, then you'd be Chai. Why is it that you would be indeed potter over here? Because Ma'asav Kogormolai. In this case, the Liba, he created now the Eish. Not you created the Eish. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it wouldn't matter. I feel about Salah Shal Hevet, you'd be potter by Taima. It's the Tzavta, the Cheresh, that's Gormolo. It's the, actually, probably the correct pronunciation, it's Tzavata, the pliers, the holding onto. It's not the Tzevet with a Vav, which would mean the a company, but rather the grasping of the Cheresh. That's what causes now the fire to spread, and therefore that's not considered to be a giving over a fire. You know when you'd be chayav? If you give a cheresh shet v'katan all of the ingredients for a fire, yes. If you gave it, lo b'chayav ad shibtzalo, gavza, and salta and the shraga. So you give him over first dried little kindling, and then you give him wood that catches on easily, and then you give him the fire. Yeah, over there, over there, the cheresh doesn't have to think creatively in any way. So it becomes equivalent to the ruach. Shor biyat bikerach bikerach hayav, omrim nachma yitzchak. The last piece of the Mishnah, this is again, the printer doing a poor job of deciding what should be the introductory words. But the correct introductory words is bacher v'liba. The word v'liba is a very interesting word because it seems to come from the word for heart. So how does it come to be blowing on something, right? Nowadays, it's a new word, liba, modern Hebrew. It's not a verb, it's a noun. So liba refers to core, right? So a dual core processor. Core, C-O-R-E. Or the core of the issue. It's a new concept in modern Hebrew, which they use liba. Take it from lev as a noun. The inside, absolute heart of the issue. The core, then, is liba. Yeah, but here it's a verb. How does lev have to do with flames? Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, look, there's two gersot in the Mishnah. That one of the early gersot is liba, and mandatana liba lo mishtabech, it's not a mistake. And there's also a gersa niba. Mandatani niba is also lo mishtabech. There's a grounds for both of these uses. Mandatani liba lo mishtabech. Take a look what it says in the pasuk. Vayera malach Hashem elav, balabatesh mitoch hasneh. So ma'aseh with Moshe Rabbeinu. So there is a lave to the age. So if somebody is milave, if he creates the lave of the age, which now, therefore, he's responsible for. So you could turn that into a verb. Making the heart of a fire. So now labat means a large flame that is large enough that you can see inside of it the cooler area of the gases that aren't yet burning. And that's the lave. Mandatani niba, there's also a lashon. Dichtiv borei niv svatai. So it's the niv svatai, the breath of the lips. It's the makar of the word navi, according to Rashi. So that which is exhaled from the lips is called niv. So bachar v'niva is now a proper usage as a verb in this way. You don't think there might be a connection between the fact that the first navi came through a lapatesh that was a niva, do you? No, I guess. Lipta haruach. So now, haruach, kulam p'turim. Turn it up on it. How about if he was blowing on it, and at the same time, lipta haruach. So then, it says in the bright, im yesh b'libuyo, kidei l'lavota, haya, mimlav patur. So if there's enough that he himself would have been able to be mimlav, so that it's his own maaseh, and therefore he would be chayav. But imlav patur. If not, you'd be patur. Why would you be patur? Amai levi kizorev ruach misayato. So as I pointed out, this, with the past two Mishnayos, is the relationship of these two issues. Now, halacha is, you throw something up in the air on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with throwing something up in the air. You can play ball all you want. You can play grain ball. But the point is, you throw the grain up, wind is blowing, it blows off the chaff, and now you separated the grain from the chaff. You're fine. So why is it any different than over here? You created an age, comes along with a fire. So I don't understand what the difference is. When you throw up grain, you also could say, I did a pu'ula of separation, because obviously the throw itself is an element of wind when I throw it. Now it comes along the wind, it helps if the two are separated out, they all fall together. But certainly, I'm doing two different things. What you seem to be claiming is that, no, if I need the ruach, then I'm potter. It's only because my libuy alone was sufficient. I don't understand that. Om Rabbi, you're right. It's talking about over here that the two did not reinforce each other. You were blowing it in one direction, or the fire is blowing it in the other, the wind is blowing in the other direction. Therefore, either you were the one who made the age, or the ruach made the age. And in making the age, that's not the same thing as talking about spreading the age. You know, the Torah was machayev you when you made the age. Okay? Rabba Amar, Kagon Shali Baba Ruach Mitsuya. It's talking about over here that he was big Malabe and a Ruach Mitsuya, which would not have caused the fire to spread. Suddenly, the Liptoa Ruach was Baruch Shena Mitsuya, which he didn't have to think of. In a case where you're not clear to consider that possibility, so then you're not responsible. But it's not because the Sayeya is not Chai. Rabbi Zera says, no, it's talking about over here Kagon that Samrat Samuri. You exhale on the edge. You don't blow. You're like, we're cleaning your glasses, so to speak, on the ish. But what's an afternoon? I mean, what's Rabbi Zera saying? There's a very nice pshat by the Ra'ah, the Shita Mekubetis brings, which is, I mean, there's other approaches that normally that, since it's there's so much moisture, and it's a cool breath, you would think that it would It wasn't a siyua because we'd usually put out the fire and it helps. Okay. The Rambam says like this. There's two separate issues over here. When you exhale on the fire, give it a gentle huff. So then what you're doing is you're allowing the fire to begin. Not blowing on it to spread. What the Eish was doing was spreading the fire. Those are basically two completely separate pu'ulot. They're not mitzaref one to the other. So that we're talking about over here, mibav liptah ruah. So then only, so now you're saying, but now the fire was created because of the fact that the Eish came along as vav. That I'm not crying. Rav Ashi says, I don't understand. What is the question here? You're comparing apples and oranges. Because ki abinan zorev ruach misayato, ani melani in Shabbos. The melachet machshevet asrat Torah. Avalach agroma bealmo. The grom of an Ezekiel and Potter. Where do we say that there's a din of Zorev or Misayata? What is the pu'ula of Zorev? Now, obviously, when it comes to all the Melachot Shabbat, one has to ask, am I chayev for the result? Am I chayev for the maaseh that created the result? Now, in this case, the result, when I throw something up into the sky, the fire comes along, if a wind comes along and separates the chaff from the wheat, you could say, well, you only threw it up into the air, that's all the agroma. Agroma on Shabbos is potter, right? But the truth is, the Torah defines the malacha of throwing a thing up in the air when there's a wind as a malacha. That is the malacha, it's not agroma. Mashenke, when it comes to Eish, Taina Zavaya, it's completely, Ramashi, it's a completely different issue. Because over here, when it's talking about an Eish, yeah, you can't have agroma. I mean, the question is obvious. And Yeshua has the kasha, but I mean, it's a simple shot in the Gemara. What the heck are you talking about? The whole point is that Eish is a grub. Is that the whole point? The same exact chiddush that you have by Zoreh, where normally you would say, what's the malachas machsheves? You have to be involved in the etzem asiya, not do something that allows the asiya to happen. We've heard of such a thing. Here comes along, the tyrant creates a brand new malacha, merumas of the previous Mishnah, unbelievable, of Zoreh, where the action is only to put things in a position where something else will do it. And what is Eish, for God's sake? You take a rock and you leave it at the edge of a roof. We said, that's Eish. What did I do? A groma that a rock should fall on a guy's head. But we said, no, that's the Eish. Because the fact that the ruach will come and blow it down on a guy's head, that's the definition of Eish. Can you tell me what the difference is between that and between Zoreh? So what's he talking about? All through the Gemara, we took for granted that, of course, it's the same thing. Therefore, what you have to say is that in the same way that we took the svara, such as the combination of your blowing on it, the Eish is blowing on it, this especially the Ra'alas Pshat, that what you're doing is creating the Eish, and what the fire, what the wind is doing is making it spread. And those are two different issues. It's exactly the point over here. By Eish, the Torah never said that a groma of the creation of the Eish is chayimah. The Torah only said that a groma of the spreading of an Eish Yuchayimah. Once there's something that's dangerous, is a rock on the edge of the roof, if it would fall on someone's head, is that dangerous? Yes. If you have a fire that's burning that can be spread, is that dangerous? Yes. So the mazik you created. Now the question is, putting that mazik in a position where it will be mazik. You say that's only a groma. No, that's the definition of the mazik. That's true. And that is indeed the only other place that we find in the Torah the concept of a ruach being part of what you do, Eish and Zoreh. But when it comes to the creation of the mazik, where do we ever find that a groma in the creation of the mazik? Over here we need the ruach to be melaveh, not to spread, but to be melaveh. That would be only a groma ben Ezekiel. And a groma ben Ezekiel is part of Tainiz Ravashi. That's not similar to Zoreh at all. Even if the flames ended up destroying things that remarkably, normally, I mean, they're not combustible, but they are damageable by heat. So, okay, etzim, I understand. But even avanim, where it can be misachsech, the evan, or for that matter, even damage to the topsoil from the heat, or afar. You're chayiv even on that. Why? Shinemar ki tetzei eish, umatza kotzim, v'nechal gadish, o hakama, o hasadeh. How do you eat a sadeh? It means that the Torah is considering the damage to this sadeh, the actual ground of the sadeh. You're also chayivan. Shalem yishalem, hamavir et habeirak. Omar, why does the Torah have to separately address kotzim, gadish, kama, sadeh? What's the point of the whole list over here? Just say, if age goes on and damages, it's chayiv. Shalomali the Katabrahmana Kotzim, Kadish, Kamasa de Srich, the E Katabrahmana Kotzim, Hava Mina Kotzim, Udhiev Rahmana, Bishop the Shriach Eshkabayu. And therefore, Shriach the Pasha. Look, the norm is people are always making fires to burn up Kotzim. That's what you do. And therefore, the norm is that people are not properly careful. They figure this kind of thing we do every day, you know, what's the chances it's going to get out and cause a forest fire? I mean, everybody burns the kotzim. So over there, we have this tremendous chiddush. And remember, again, eishes are chiddush. And in that chiddush, the Torah might be saying that dafka, places where it's the norm to be posheya, I'm mechayev you extra. Where do we find a din like that? By Tom, short Tom. Normally, people assume that nothing is going to happen, and that's precisely why the Torah is mechayev you more if you hold like that mandiyama, right? So it's certainly a tzad to say that. Comes along, therefore, a godish. People are so careful about a godish, man. It's crazy. I mean, it's not normally fires are not kept around gedishim. On the contrary, we keep a minimum of, you know, let's say 100 meters away from a godish. Velo shchiach de pasha. It's not the kind of thing that happens every day that there should be people that are pasheh of a godish. Emalo, so over there maybe there's b'klal no chiddush of eish. On the other hand, hikad rachman a gadish, ava min a gadish chiyev rachmanam mishum dehefsid merubo, ava kotzim dehefsid muat, emalo. In the same way, and again, this is a remarkable idea, obviously, if somebody would come along and say, an adam amazik, all I did was punch him in the nose, I mean, a nose is a little thing, you know. Or all I did was cut off his little toe, I mean, what nafkamina, a little toe, you know, it's not going to make much of a difference to him. So I should be potter. There is only mechayev people who do real damage. I mean, you'd laugh your head off. Kind of stupid svara is that. But when it comes to Eish, we find the most remarkable things. I mean, Tamun being potter, what I was thinking about Tamun, I didn't know anyway. What does that have to do with it? No, because the whole point is over here that it's a very special takana min hashamayim for the social order to be careful with fires, even though you have a right to make a fire and a need to make a fire. Okay, so it could well be that risking somebody else's junk, I'm supposed to, like, I need a shomer there because what might happen? Because his thorns might burn. I mean, so what? So his thorns will burn. Maybe there is indeed no angel over there. Maybe there is not a machai of you to be that careful about another person's things that have very little value. So maybe the Torah wasn't. Maybe that's similar to Tumul. Okay, Emala. And what do you need to say? Kama. Ah, Kama is major. Because Kama means something that is erect. I can see it standing. Therefore, by definition, it's Bigalui. So there your neighbor knows that it's there. And therefore, when he lights a fire, he's got to take full responsibility for what he knows the risks are. So, but that's only afkol begalui. To say that you come afterwards and you bring proof that, well, you know, I had actually hidden $100,000 in cash, bills, there because I figured that would be the safest place. And you went in and you burnt down my money. So you're going to be b'chayim of $100,000. I mean, he had no idea that there was something there that needed that level of shmira. And indeed, normally that wouldn't be much of a taina. But when it comes to H, the whole thing is an immense chiddush. So then, Eirach Inami, the Torah is only b'chayev you for what is there. But what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? He holds that you are chayev on this ketamin be'esh. So kama lamali, why indeed does the Torah say kama according to him? No, that's to tell me, l'rabot, ko ba'alei kuma. If it would have just said sadeh, it would have said, okay, I mean, I understand H, that's called prairie fires, grass fires. You light in your field, it spreads. Now, the fact that on a rare occasion that will actually end up catching onto a tree, and then you got a serious problem, and then it can burn even your animals and so on. We're not going to be mechayev. Therefore, it comes along the Torah to say anything at all that's standing up there, you would be chayev on. So koba le koma. If it's got three dimensions, you're chayev on it. Okay, and then when it continues on to say, Rabbanan. I mean, the Rabbanan, they used already Kama to tell me the Ptur of Tomin. So how do they know Kobali Kama? I mean, no, no, this is just Oha Kama. Oh, also add something. It's adding on anything. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. I can't use O for that. I need O to be Mechalek. Because otherwise, I would say the only time you're Chayiv is when there was a massive fire that burned everything. The Soda, the Eitzin, okay, over there, obviously, you know, you're going to be Chayiv because it was catastrophic. But maybe just one, you know, your burnt kotzim, maybe it'd be butter. Therefore, it says either or. V'rabbanan. Oh, wait a minute. So the Rabbanan, how now do they know the chalik? Maybe the Torah is saying and therefore I need O to tell me, no, it's not and, it's either or. Minalu. They say, what do you mean? It doesn't say O only once. It says O asadeh, O akama, O asadeh. So then there, I already know the chalik. The chalik, I learned from O asadeh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, Or Sedeh actually doesn't have to come to tell me anything. Once I need O HaKamelech Alei, so now the Torah is not going to say Ve, started saying O, so you continue to say O. So O HaSedeh is just there, is Lamali, that's a different idea. O HaSedeh, fine. Now, what about the Sedeh itself? Lamali? Ah, the Sedeh Latri Lich Kadiro, as I said before, Sadeh comes to tell me even things that are not combustibles but are damaged by age. Wait a minute. So then just write Sadeh, man. That would be fantastic, Kiddush. I would know the Hakama, right? I mean, why do I need now the Sadeh? Because no, Ikat Rakona Sadeh. Hava Mina only Masha the Sadeh. Dafka things that grow on the ground. Sadeh, if I use it in its a context in which it's the only object of the verb of burning, what's your first reaction? You burn the guy's field. I mean, obviously, that doesn't mean you burn the rocks in his field. It means you burn the growth of his field. That's what you would say. If I previously said, and the tfuah, and the kotzim, and then I add, and the sadeh, you say, oh my gosh, so what is the sadeh coming to tell me? Even the actual sadeh, meaning even the actual dirt of the sadeh. So therefore, I need to know, that comes along, kamash balan, that when it says, oh, sadeh, it means the dirt, because everything else I already mentioned. And therefore, it does not have to be a combustible thing.
How do we know
about
columns and other property, things out of the
field? Either the O or the Kama, depending on Rabbi Yonah. If you analyze the implications of the pasuk, in which, as we pointed out before, the entire transition to H is a mad interrelationship between the lack of Shmira as a grama and the actual hezek, which is normally not the case, then you come up with an amazing diuk in the pasuk, because it says initially, ki teitzei eish. Ki teitzei eish is passive. The eish went out, not somebody made the eish go out. And then it says, and who's going to pay? The guy who burnt down the whole thing. Well, there was no guy who burnt down. There was only a passive yitzia of the eish. Why the change in case between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk? It's remarkable. But of course, with this understanding of eish, I come to recognize that if in saying it in that way, the Torah is be'etzem creating a mazik, in which you are called the Mav'ir, despite the fact that the age goes out on its own. That's the whole point of the pasuk. But the philosophical implications, says the Gemara, are also remarkable. So Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. The truth is, if you take a look at the way the world actually seems to be run, in puranut ba'al olam, ela bizman sharisha'im ba'olam. The truth is, you need to have kotzim. Right? So there's a betetzei eish when there's fuel. The fuel are the rotten people, who basically are destroying the functionality of the world. And when things are dysfunctional, all kinds of horrible things happen. So therefore, that's the beginning of the fire. The problem is that when there's a fire, it always burns the things that ought not to be burned. So, Einam Atchelot Einam Minat Tzadikim Techila. Because look at the pasuk over here. Ki Teitzei Eshu Batzak Kotzim. What does that mean? Ematai Esh Yotzav Bizman Shekotzim Mitzuyim Lo. So when does a fire go out? Only when there's junk. But then it says, and look at this, even before we get to Amavir Tabeira, you find another strange change in the pasuk. Ki teitze means that the fire is now in the process of going out. And then it says, v'ne'echal gadish. What? V'ne'echal means it was already eaten. And it had been eaten. It had been consumed. What do you mean it had been consumed? It should say, ki teitze yesh v'echal gadish. The fire goes out to consume now the pile of grain. What's this? Ne'echal gadish. Achal gadish lo ne'ema. To tell me that the first thing that went wrong was that the Ne'echal Gadish. It's true that if you look at the Pu'ula, the Teitzei Eish, it's because there's Kotzim. But the impact that you'll notice on the Kotzim, it's already too late. The Gadish was already Ne'echal. Tani Rav Yosef, Mai dechtiv atem lo teitzu ish mipetach beito ad boker. What does it mean? Nobody go out of their house by Korban Pesach. The night of Makat Bechorot. This teaches you. If there's danger in the world and now things are being wiped out, there's no distinctions that are made between tzaddikim and rishayim v'lo'od, elo shematchil min tzaddikim. Always the first thing that gets hit is the most vulnerable. So it's matchil min tzaddikim techila. Shenemar, because it says indeed in the pasuk that v'hichrati mimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming to destroy him. In that order. First the tzaddik, and then the rasha. Bachi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef started to cry when he saw that rasha. I understand that nobody seems to be worth anything. But ad kedei kach, that you're so worthless that the Puranut should begin with the tzaddikim, it's just like unbelievable. Omalei Abai, no, it's actually a favor. Tivuto l'gabai. This is a favor for the tzaddikim. Dichtiv, ki mipnei ha-ra'an ha-sef ha-tzaddik. There the pasuk says the tzaddik disappears and nobody is thinking about why. Nobody's thinking about it. That why was the tzaddik ne'esaf? Ki mipnei ha-ra'an ha-sef ha-tzaddik. The tzaddik was taken so that he shouldn't have to see the horrors that are coming. Om Rav Yudom Rav, lo olam yikadeh sadam b'chito, v'yetzeh b'chito. What does it say in the Torah? Kitov ayarol kimes or kitov. So that kitov is the light. A person should always come into town if he's on the road. Come into town when there's light. Don't try to make the next motel. Stop now. And go out in the morning. Don't go out in the morning before sunrise. Wait until you have a breakfast, you're ready to leave. And yetzeh b'chitov. Shenema, v'atem lo teitzo ish b'petetach b'to ad boker. Don't go out until morning. Turn around on it.
So we're just using the kito
to describe the light. Yeah, but obviously we're relating it to tov v'ra. That light itself has an element in it of tova, because it says kito, right?
My boker.
My boker. I mean, or it then says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed it on boker. Turn around on it. Dever be'ir, if there is plague out there, kaneis raglecha. Stay indoors and do not be exposed to other people. Shinema, it says, "Vatem lo tetzu ish mipetach beito ad boker." So people are dying. Do not be exposed. Furthermore, it says, "Also lechami, go my people, bo bechadarecha, hide in your rooms, uskor delatcha badecha, slam the doors. Don't go and expose yourself." Furthermore, it says, "Michutz teshakel cherev umichadarim meima." That outdoors there's the sword that's killing people. Indoors it's just a terror. Why do we need three psukim over here? My volume. Because let's say that we just had lotay say ish b'petach beito ad boker. So I would think, what does that mean? Anami the Belialio. That when there's plague and it's night, don't be outside. It says ad boker, but in the daytime, I'll be mamalo. It's not dangerous to go outdoors. No? Tashma, look at the next pasuk. Lecha mi baba kadarecha. Uskar de latar. It doesn't say anything about. By the way, there's no yud in the pasuk with latecha. It's de latcha. And close the door doesn't distinguish between night and day. Maybe that's only where there are not dangers indoors. But if things are dangerous indoors, so maybe it's better to risk outdoors better, no? Because at least in that way, so he figures, even to be with other people, to have company, to feel more secure, to be psychologically in a better matzav, maybe that's better. No, that's worse. Tashma bichutz teshakel cherev umichadarim eima. Afagavdi michadarim eima. Even though it may be horrifying to be alone indoors, hiding out in a bomb shelter, but bichutz teshakel cherev, things are worse outdoors. You're going to get yourself killed outdoors. Death is never a respecter of numbers. This is a mistake that was made by Napoleon. 100,000 people are all going to die because it's cold. It's ridiculous. Unfortunately, it makes absolutely no difference with one person or a million people. While many people are there, all going to get the same cherev. So therefore, you're saying, but there's other people here, I feel more secure. That's great. As if it makes a difference. Rava, Re'ila Neritcha, by Rava, when there was a time of anger, meaning that there was a plague in town, Avisocha Kaveh, he not only went indoors and slammed the door, he actually sealed up his windows. Dechtiv ki ala mavet bechaloneinu, because death comes through the windows. In other words, make sure that as little air comes in from the outdoors where people are walking by as possible, keep your house completely separated and quarantined from what's happening outside.
Sealed rooms,
mamash. Tana Rabbanan. Ra'av be'ir pazar raglecha. Look, if there's a hunger in town, hunger is no respecter of numbers either. So don't think, there's 100 million people here. I mean, we're not all going to die of hunger, are we? You're actually more likely, exactly. So get a move on and try to find a place where you might get some food. Take the first thing Avram does, he says, is get out of here and find a place where there might be food. And you also find the Maisa of the Arba'a Mitzoraim, which was Gehazi and his three sons. So over there, the whole city is starving. They're Mitzoraim, so they're not in town. And therefore, they say, what do we do? Ima marnu navoa ir. What should we do? Should we go into the town? What's the point? So we'll starve to death in town also. In Yashav Nupo, we're going to sit here. And we'll sit here. We're going to die here also. You know what? Let's go to the enemies. We'll go to the Aramim. If they'll kill us, they'll kill us. It'll be short and easy instead of starving to death. And if If they allow us to live and give us food, we're better off. Well, let's do that. So you see that they left. I said, what do I need? What do I need another raya from the mice of Gehazi? Because you might think, like a suffering of Fashot. I mean, to say, I'll leave town where I may get killed. Might as well stay in town and hope for the best. No. Tashma, lechu. Therefore, we bring the pasuk, dafka, of Machaneh Aram. Lechu v'niplal Machaneh Aram. Im yechayunu nifya. So you see that even that is kedai to take the chance. If there's a plague, ayalech adam b'emtza derech. If you have to walk outdoors, don't walk in the middle of the street. All of those wagons with dead bodies, that's a malach amavet you're looking at. Stay on the edge of the street. Keep your distance. Give it to Yavi Le Rishut Amaskila Hedya. Once the malach amavet has a shush to go out at free, oh boy, it just walks down the middle of the street. If things are good in the city, Shalom Bir Ayalech B'tzidei Drachim, it's better to stay in the middle of the street. To give it to Let Le Rishut Amaskila Hedya. The Malach HaMaves and all of the other dangers are hidden in the sides. Turn around, Banan, Deber B'Yirai K'neis Adam Yachid LeBet HaKneset. If there's a plague in town, don't walk alone into the shul. Shemalach HaMaves Mafkit Sham Kelav. Best place to keep, the Kelim of death is where people gather in the shul. But Ani Mila Yechid Olokoru Be'Dardike V'Lomatzlo Be'Asara. That's only where there are not kids that are sitting there learning in Cheder, and there's not a minion. Klavim bochim. If the klavim are crying, it's because they're sensitive to the fact that the malach hamavet is balayir. If klavim are playing, then it's because they're sensitive to Eliyahu Hanavi playing balayir. Obviously, that's only where there's no action going on. So, I mean, if there's something else to keep them excited, they ain't thinking about no Eliyahu Hanavi. Yasi, Ravami, Ravasi, Kameder of Yitzchak Navcha. So, Ravami, Ravasi were both sitting in front of Yitzchak Navcha, and one of them wanted to hear some halachas. Give me over a good shir. The other one says, I'm not in the mood for a shir. Tell me over a nice agadata for it, So if he would try to say over some agadata, no, I got no patience for philosophy. He wants to say now a shir, lo shavik mar. The other one would say, no, I got no kayak to hear these complicated brisker shir. Omar Lehem, so he said to them, you know what this is like? Lamar David Omer. A guy has two wives, One of them is young and one of them is old. So the young one always looks to see if there's any white hair. She pulls him out because she wants a young husband. So she pulls out his white hairs. The old one doesn't want her husband to be younger than she is, so she pulls out all of his dark hairs. The poor guy ends up being a baldy. That's the same thing with you guys. It means it's a catch. Whatever you do, you end up losing a nothing to do. Amar Lahem, I'll tell you, I got an idea. You'll both have patience. You'll see that this is going to be both Agarata and Shvaitata, okay? So just have patience. Now, Teitsei, obviously, is Me'atzma. But it's passive. Shalem Yishalem Ma'vir Tabeira. And nonetheless, it talks about somebody active. Now is the one who's responsible. How does it make sense? So first, I'm going to tell you the Agarata. Have patience. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, I burnt down the Beit HaMikdash. It's not my fault. I mean, there were so many kotzim over there. It's you guys. It was kiteitzeish. Okay, but nonetheless, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alayla shalim et ha-beira she'ivarti. Ani, look, it was my fault. Yitzeti eish b'tzion. I mean, I started a fire in Tzion. Shemar v'yatzat eish b'tzion v'atocha yisodotea. So the entire Beit HaMikdash was burned down, says the Megillat Eicha. But since the Torah is b'chayev me to pay, even though it was matzah kotzim, so like I have to pay. So alai aniati livnota be'esh. That same age, hamavir tabeira, will be the rebuilding. Shenema aniya yela numa shem chomat esh saviv. So I will create with esh. No. I know you're getting nervous. Okay. Ready for the halacha now. Shvaitata. Okay. Here's the halacha based on this pasuk. Patar akatuv b'riskei mamono. Started talking about kitetze esh as if the esh is self motivated, which is a dinner moment amazing. Now all of a sudden we talk about the Adam Amazik. There is no Adam Amazik. There's only the owner. Where is the Adam? Ah! Siyamidiske gufa lo marlacha. Ishomishum chitzav. Big kiddush. This teaches us that indeed you're an Adam Amazik. So if you're directly damaged, we had the whole discussion earlier, obviously, where Esho is mishum amono, where Esho is mishum chitzo. But if you damage in a way that's direct, you're going to pay arba advarim. Not like Baman Hamazik.
If
Imigdish Rashut, Bala Sadekhayav, Lema Tananda Loka Rebbe, Di Karebi Omar Shekabala Bala Bayatishmor, Omar Flapa Hokmanat and Beidarias, Kirigiba Rabbi Ayal Gdosh, Ayalvan Talakahu. Ashulayaka the Bay Rabbi at Kirishet Vikot and Potabidin Adam Kaibidin Shamayin, Shalak Biat Pikeach, Pikeach Hayab, Ekadi Vieta Ur, Ekadi Vieta Itzim, Amivieta Itzim Hayab, Ekadi Vieta Itzim, Ekadi Vieta Ur, Amivieta Ur Hayab. Bo acher veliba amalaber chayav libta ruach kulam pturim. Omre shlokim shbeit chizkia lo shana lo shemasa lo gachelet veliba avo masa lo shalhevet chayav maitaima maasav kagormelo. Rabbi Yochanan afilu masa lo shalhevet pator maitaima tzavta vechirish gormelo lo mechayav atshiyim se lo gavza silta shuraga ve'ahu vadai maasa didehu. Shalak biat pikeach pikeach hai vorm nach mir zu man der tani liba lo mishtabesh man der tani niba lo mishtabesh man der tani liba lo mishtabesh der ti blabatech man der tani niba lo mishtabesh der ti bore nim svatai libta ruach kulam turin tarava liba ve libta ruach together im yesh bilva yo kedela lavota hayav vim lav patur im lavik zora ve ruach misayato amra bayok maiskinan כגון שליבה מצד אחד, וליבתו הרוח מצד אחר. רוב אמר, כגון שליבה ברוח מצויה, וליבתו הרוח ברוח שאינה מצויה. וזה אומר, כגון דצמר צמורי. רבשי אמר, כי אמרינה זורה ברוח מסייעתו, אני מלניין שבס, למלאכת מחשבת עשרה תורה. אבל אחר גרומה ביאמו וגרומה בנזיקים בתור. השולח את הבי רב יחלה יצימו אבנים או אפר, חייב. שנאמר כי תצא אש ומצא קוצים מנך הגדיש או הקמה או השדה שעליהם ישלם המבעיר את הבעירה. אמר רבא, למה לדקת רחמנא קוצים גדיש קמת ושדה? צריך. אי כתב רחמנא קוצים אבים נקוצים מדחייב רחמנא משום דשכיח איש כבאיו ושכיח דפושע. אב או גדיש דלא שכיח איש כבאיו ולא שכיח דפושע עמה לא. ואי כתב רחמנא גדיש אבה מן הגדיש שכיח רחמנא משום דהפסד מרובו. אב או קוצים דהפסד מועד עמה לא. Come on, Lamali, Makama Bagalui, Afko Bagalui, you'll review the Machayav and Ezek and Tom and Iske Tom and Beish, come on, Lamali. The Rabot Kobale Koma, Vrabanan, the Rabot Kobale Koma, and Alan after me, O Akama. Vrabuda, Obi Baila Kalek, Rabana Kalek, and Alan after me, O Asade. Vrabuda, I did Katarmana, O Akama, Katav O Asade. So there, Lamali, Latuya Lukka Nero, Visixaka Avana, Lichta Rakmana Sade, Voloboyana, Triche. Eat Katabach with a Sade, have a mere ma, ship is Sade in Midiakrina law. Come ash well on. Omer Shabar of Heni Omer of Yonatan, in Puranut Baal Olam, Elbisman Shavashaim Olam. Vena Mathelet, Elamina Sadikim Trila. Shnemakit, say Eshu Matsakotim, Ematai Esh Yotza, Bisman Shakotim to Yemla. Vena Mathelet, Elamina Sadikim Trila, Shnema Veneer Halgadish. Vehalgadish, Lenema Veneer Halgadish. Shneer Halgadish Kvar. Tony Revius, my dichtiv atem lo tetsu ish mi petach beto ad haboker, kiman shenitan reshut lo mashchit, eno mafkin ben tzadikim lo rishayim, v'lo odar shematchil men tzadikim techila, shemre v'ichrati mimcha tzadik v'rasha. Bochi Revius, kulei hai nami l'ayin domim. Omer lo yabai, no, it's a favor, tivutu l'gabai dichtiv, ki mipnei hara'a ne'esaf tzadik. Omer Revius, Omer Rav, no'olam yikanes adam b'chito, ויצא בכיתוב, שנאמר, ואתם לא תצאו איש מפתח ביתו עד בוקר, תן רבנן. דבר ביר כנס רגליך, שנאמר, אתם לא תצאו איש מפתח ביתו עד בוקר. ואומר לך, מי בא בחדריך, בור בחדריך, וזכור דלתך בעדך. ואומר, מחוץ תשק יו חרב, ומחדרים אימה. מהי ואומר, פחיתם, אני מיר בלילה, וביום המלוא, תשמע לך, מי בא בחדריך, וזכור דלתך. So maybe you'll taina that if that's the case, but over here it's a disaster. That's better. The best thing would be to be go outside. So therefore, kamash velan. At least Yossi ben Yair could tzav to be amet. Maybe that's even better. Toshma. Even mechutz to shakel cher bechadarim ima. Afagav bechadarim ima. Remember mechutz to shakel cher. Rav bin Andritcha, Havi Socher, even his Kavi, Dechtiv Ki Allah Mavet, Bechalun Neimu. Tone Rabbanan Rav, Weir Pazer Raglech, Hashem, Rav, Baretz, Vayerit Avram, Mitzrayim, Alagusha. What do we need the pasuk for? It goes on to say, Turn around. Never be your al yalech. The mem tzadero gneshem alachem avet mahalech mem tzadrachim. The kiva the yav the reshuta maski lahedya. Sholom be your al yalech betzidei drachim. The kiva the let le reshuta mich bechavuyu maski. Turn around. Never be al yekanes adam yachid lebet akneset shem alachem avet mavkit sham kilav. V'ani milech lo kore beidar de kiva lo matz beyasara. Turn around. Klavim bochim alachem avet balair. Klavim esachakim. Then it says, Yishalim, Yishalim, Ma'avir at the Beira. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alay L'Shalim, At the Beira Sheivarti. Ani, Tziti Eish B'tzion, Shema V'yatzat Eish B'tzion V'tocha Yisodotea. V'ani Atid Livnota Be'eish. Nema, V'ani Eya L'chomat Eish Saviv, U'lechvod Eye B'tocha. Shmaiteta, Patach HaKatur B'dizkei B'manot. And then it says, V'amavir, Siyem B'dizkei Gufo, Marlaka, Yisham Yisham Chitzav.